T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our phone lines, and we have on with us, he covers college football scene for Yahoo Sports and college football. But he knows a little bit about the LSU scene because he was there a little while. Ross Dellinger. Ross, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good to be on.
Ross, let me ask you this. Pete Jenkins told me this right after James Franklin got fired. And he said, Mike, you know, a lot of people say, you know, the Jimbo Fisher situation, that's an anomaly. Not everybody got a check to write, you know, out to like what they did to Jimbo. But he said, I'm telling you what, there ain't no coach safe anymore. He said, you know, just look at that Forbes 500. Like he said, you always talk to me, and I always will talk to him about it. Look all the different people that are in there now, people with money. He said, man, you know, you always tell me, they got money in Louisiana. It may not be the wealthiest people in the world, but accumulative, they got money there. And he said, I'm just telling you, we live in that world where no one is safe anymore from getting fired. And he said, just think of Franklin. He was one game away from playing for the national championship, and he'd get run off midseason.
So, Ross.
Yeah.
So, Ross, when you think about that, Coach O's buyout seems like a bargain. I mean, now it's like, that's nothing. Now it's like, hovering around $50 million. It's like, you know, Jimbo's the upper echelon. But now you look at Franklin. And now Kelly, you know, you can round it off like $50 million. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, we'll let the lawyers take care of figuring out exactly how you get paid. But, man, I think Pete's right. There is no coach really safe today that this could potentially happen to you. And, man, the parachute's nice. When you're talking about, like, even Billy Napier got over $20 million.
Yeah, that was Coach O territory.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It is crazy right now. We're in the middle of, you know, a sort of historic coaching cycle. I mean, we've never seen anything like this, and it's not even November yet. You've already got three sort of blue blood jobs, Florida, LSU, Penn State open. You could have a couple more, Florida State, Auburn. You know, there's obviously rumors about Sark in Texas and stuff, too. So you could have a lot of openings here. You could really have a third of the top 15 jobs in the country open, and you could have a third of the power conference jobs, the 70 power conference jobs open because of all the domino effect and movement. And guys, already, if LSU does end up reaching an agreement for with Brian Kelly over even half of his buyout, we are already going to exceed the record number of buyout in a single year for fired FBS coaches. It's over $140 million at least. And the record was $132 million from 2 years ago. So it's crazy right now. And people want to ask, like, why? You know, why is it crazy? I think it's a few reasons. But number one, and somebody at LSU mentioned this to me yesterday, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, certainly 10 or 15 years ago, guys, when you went 9-3, 10-2, maybe even 8-4, your team was going to a warm weather Florida Bowl. Everybody was sort of excited, right, to go to the bowl, Gator Bowl, the Citrus Bowl. And now the only thing people care about is going to the playoffs. And if you miss the playoffs, which means you've lost more than 2 or 3 games, sort of the season's over and your coach is in jeopardy of getting fired.
And Ross, to me, that's not asking too much. Because much is given, much is required for LSU. They wouldn't say, oh, he has to win a national championship. Can you be in the top 12? I mean, you know, it's not like, and to show you how I got bamboozled, and I think a lot of us about Clemson, I was like, after the first game when they beat Clemson, I go, we don't even need a 12-team playoff. We would be in the 4-team playoff. Boy, what was I ever a fool. Look at Clemson, how you just never know. But the question I have for you, when you look at, okay, what's like an ideal job? And obviously, you know, money's always going to do the talking, but the proximity to recruit players and now to entice those players from a financial standpoint to come to university, what's more an attractive job? Is it LSU or the Florida Gators? Because you look in that vicinity, you know, you look all the football players that they have. And the Tiger Stadium is awesome, but so is the Swamp. So what's a more intriguing job to you? And let's say like Lane Kiffin's the hot topic. Can Ole Miss, can they keep Lane Kiffin, can they keep him in Oxford versus a place like LSU or Florida?
Ross, the question is not if. He is the hot topic.
Yeah, but I mean, can Ole Miss, oh, we want him. But I mean, I don't, you know, if you get in a battle, what's up with that?
Yeah, I think we have to realize sort of we are in like a new era, right, of college athletics where you've got athletes getting compensated. And so that sort of changes how you can make up your roster. And we've seen more parity and more talent distributed based on the transfer portal and the NIL and all of that stuff. And you can win at levels, at places that maybe historically have not won because – you know, you can pay players and you can get players more easily. They're moving around a little more. So a place like Ole Miss is probably one of those spots we've seen, and Lane Kiffin has proven that you can do some damage there. You can win there in this era. And you wonder if that is enough, right, to keep him there. That in a new contract, which I'm sure, and Keith Carter, the athletic director there, I think I said this publicly, he's trying to lock Lane Kiffin up further with a new extension and a new contract. But, you know, you ask about Florida and LSU, and I think actually the two jobs are very similar. I think the new places are very similar. I think the history is sort of similar. The fan base is even quite similar to a degree. The resources are similar. The geographic footprint and the recruiting. There's a lot of similarities there. But no school, guys, can say that they had three different head coaches win a national championship in a 17-season span, and LSU can say that. And I think that probably, for me, easily sort of wins the argument of which job is better.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver.
Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When you look at, like, you know, it's nationwide, but then you look at a place like Oregon. I don't know, Eugene, Oregon, you know, it rains a lot. I mean, their stadium, okay, their crowd's into the game, but, you know, they have that Nike money, Phil Knight. How involved Oregon? Because they got a hot commodity in their coach. Do you think he wants to stay in Oregon? Because if you look at his background, a lot of
SEC stops.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's your take on him? Is that a potential candidate?
Yeah, well, certainly a lot of people are interested in Dan Lanning. The problem with Dan Lanning is he's very costly, and I'm not talking about just for his salary. His buyout, his school buyout at Oregon is $20 million. So you have to pay that in order to get him. But that's not all. He does have a separate sort of agreement with Phil Knight and Nike. That maybe hasn't probably been reported about deeply, but it also includes a commitment for him to stay. And if he were to leave, that would require him to pay a very, very large sum of money, I think. So he has been very public, I should say, more than any other coach Dan Lanning has, in that he is staying at Oregon, and he's happy there, and he's fine there. So he would be one that certainly LSU would probably express interest in, but also one that that would be very tough to get.
John Sumrall at Tulane. And, it would be weird, but listen, weird things happen in life. Not everything is Watusi, so to speak. You got a lot of different ways, but – again, the top two in that list, you got to make the phone calls to Lanning. You got to make it to Lane.
Even call Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Nick's
going to tell you no.
But he might advise you who you need to hire.
Exactly.
You
know. And he would say Dan because Dan was on his staff one time. But John Sumrall would seem to be the fallback guy because not both of them are leaving. Lanning and Kiffin, one of the two might leave.
The LSU people, Mike and Ross, I think they're not humble enough. If they didn't take Billy Napier, give him a chance from Louisiana Raging Cajuns, they would treat Sumrall the same way. Oh, no, well, we don't want the Tulane coach. I'm telling you, some LSU people, they're too pompous with that.
Okay, what if he gets into the top 12?
Well, that's a different thing. They got to beat Memphis. That's like a playoff game before the playoffs to have a chance.
So, Ross, I'll ask you your thoughts on John Sumrall, because I think he becomes maybe kind of the backdrop would hear, because so much attention about Lanning and Kiffin, he becomes the number three guy, and he'll have a lot of teams after him.
He will. He's a great coach. He's done a good job there at Tulane. He's done a great job at Troy as well before that. And he, he's certainly a guy. He's from Alabama. He went to Kentucky. He's a Southern sort of guy that sort of plugs in to most Southern places. And I think there's plenty of programs that are very interested in hiring him. Right. There's a program in Auburn, Alabama that may open. That would be very interested too. I think there's one in Arkansas, interested potentially as well. So he would be courted by plenty of programs. But I think, Bobby, you bring up a great point, and that is that will LSU hire not just somebody that works at a Group of Six program in the state of Louisiana, or not just somebody, you know, that works at a Group of Six program, but one that works right there, right down the street in the state of Louisiana. Will you hire the whole little brother, coach? And that is a question that I remember came up 4 years ago with Billy Napier, as you mentioned, and they decided, you know, not to do it then. I'm not even sure. I can't remember for sure, but I don't even think Billy Napier got a interview from LSU during that process, because there was always sort of that stigma of, well, we can't possibly hire a Group of Six Louisiana head coach.
Now, Ross, with that being said, and you bring up the name, image, and likeness, and just look at the lights. We're not talking about like traditional basketball. Look at the Indiana Hoosiers. I mean, you think Indiana like Kentucky Wildcats, Duke, North Carolina basketball programs. Look at their football program where they're at. And they hired the coach from James Madison. Okay, so then I'll look at Texas Tech. And look at their name and likeness. They hired, people don't even know who in the hell is the Texas Tech head coach. They, you know, unless they're truly following football, but they don't know who that is, but he's a very successful Texas high school football coach. But the point being, if you look at now the resources, the money you're spending, could it be a case in point that you have to have your cake and eat it too? What I mean by that, do you have to pay a coach unbelievable money? And then you also have to be amongst the best with name, image, and likeness. But how about the approach more like with Texas Tech? Well, we pay in the players. Now, you have to have a coach who can get all these all-stars together to play as a team. But just look right now in the playoff picture. That's not traditional. Who wants to go to Lubbock, Texas, the tumbleweed in the middle of nowhere? But look at Texas Tech in Bloomington, Indiana. Look what, how relevant they are this year.
That's true. And you think about maybe the G6 coaches, and not just those, that group, which would include Summerall, Silverfield at Memphis, Alex Golish at South Florida, Eric Morris at North Texas, and Bob Chesney at JMU, some of the hot G6 guys, even Dan Mullen, of course, out west. He's done a good job at UNLV. You know, could you hire one of them? But not only that, maybe a coordinator, you know. Colin Klein is an offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. Is he ready? Will Stein is the offensive coordinator at Oregon. You know, is he ready for some big job? Look, LSU, aside from Orgeron, which is a different situation, right, because he was on staff, he's from Louisiana, just the way that played out, LSU has hired sitting power conference coaches. I mean, you look at the last three or four hires, right? Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, Nick Saban at Michigan State, Les Miles at Oklahoma State, Jerry DiNardo even at Vanderbilt, right? I mean, they have gone for the P4 sitting head coach. Is it time now to make a change and hire somebody different? I suspect not, Bobby. I suspect not, but there's certainly guys in that group that should get a look and should be part of the conversation.
Ross, the $64 million question, and I've done enough shows today, and I can't give him a good one. But who makes the final call on the new head coach at LSU? Will it be Scott Woodward? And we know Louisiana politics is always involved, and we've seen governors heavily involved. We saw Les Miles get carried off the field. Joe Oliva was going to fire him that night, but they get that phone call from Bobby Jindal. Not doing it. Not going to do it. And they kept him. Who makes the final call here? Is it going to be someone outside of Scott Woodward? They don't have a president yet. I suspect they will. He's a Bayou guy, but he speaks a lot better than Bobby and I do when you talk to him one-on-one. Wade talks a lot better. But your thoughts on who makes that final call?
And along with Mike saying, why does Scott Woodward, why he's not taking more heat? He's the one who hired Coach Kelly. You know, I mean, okay, look, he hired an awesome baseball coach and the woman's basketball.
Kim Mulkey.
And national championship. But you can win 5 straight years of baseball national championships. We love to go to Omaha. But, man, football's king.
Yes.
You got to be in the top 12. It doesn't matter. It's good that you're doing all that other stuff, but you can't get football wrong. So Scott Woodward is like, from a national perspective, not giving him a pass, but from a local perspective, we are.
Exactly.
It's a good question. It is on who hires the next coach, because we know from the release that LSU put out, right? They put out the statement yesterday. It made pretty clear. It only quoted one person in that statement, right? It only quoted Scott Woodward, and since he talked about his decision on firing Brian Kelly, and it talked about his decision on running a national search. So from that statement, I gather he will be doing the search, but I have a feeling, guys, as you probably suspect, board members, donors, and probably political figures will be involved, I would think, in the conversations, especially because of the money involved going out and potentially the new money coming in with a new coach.
And what happened to the last time you cut that big time coach a check. It was like, wait a minute now, we're going to get involved with this. Ross, thanks so much. I know it's a busy day for you the last 2 days, but we appreciate you joining us here on Second Guess.
All right, thank you, Ross.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Ross. Ross Dallinger does a great job. Covered the LSU beat for a long time. Now working for Yahoo Sports and covering the college football scene.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.